in Richland Center, Wisconsin. It is news time at 7, sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, the Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and the Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade gifts, crafts, and scrapbooking supplies, along with consignment clothing for the entire family. Good morning. It is 59 degrees at 7 o'clock.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for a competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. It is convention week for the Democrats. Kamala Harris and Tim Walz making their way to Chicago by way of Pennsylvania. ABC News political director Rick Klein saying President Biden, who stepped aside for Kamala Harris's campaign, will be delivering the keynote speech tonight.
Joe Biden is yesterday's news for this party right now, and it's not a mistake that he's being given a prime speaking spot on Monday. Then he goes off on vacation in California. We're going to see Vice President Harris make some appearances throughout the week, including, we're told, during President Biden's speech.
There have been protests in Chicago, and more are expected throughout the week. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is back in the Middle East. He and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu meeting for about 2.5 hours this morning. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky insisting the recent incursion into Russian territory is to create a buffer zone between the countries. And severe flooding in Connecticut overnight and over the weekend. It's not, however, related to Hurricane Ernesto out in the Atlantic and headed further northward. This is ABC News. Railroads that can carry millions of tons of freight between the U.S. and Canada could screech to a halt later this week. Workers at the two biggest Canadian railways are threatening a strike. Suddenly slipping under the water off Sicily, a boat being described as a super yacht. ABC's Tom Rivers.
The vessel went down in bad weather. 15 people were rescued from the 160-foot yacht, but seven others are listed as unaccounted for. A helicopter and rescue boats from the Coast Guard remain at the scene searching. Divers have located the wreck at a depth of 163 feet. The boat was flying a British flag and had mostly British passengers on board, but also other nationalities. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
And some Pokemon bandits on the prowl in Texas. The thieves trying to grab them all smashed their way into a shop and swiped a bunch of rare Pokemon cards worth about $2,000. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Want to find new scrapbooking products to make your pages stand out? At the Creative Outlet, our inventory changes every time I place an order. I also help make your scrapbooking affordable by adding products to my new clearance racks. This year, I am committed to bringing in new products in every category of my paper crafting area. And don't forget, special orders are always welcomed at the Creative Outlet, located on Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
5 minutes past seven. We'll check forecast details for you coming up in a moment as we begin another week and we tackle Monday.
Do you enjoy working with a locally owned mom and pop business? If so, consider Meyer Oil and LP. We've been locally owned since 1956, providing propane, bulk lubes, and fuel. We have you covered. If you're considering a new fuel provider, please call Meyer Oil and LP at 608-524-3914 and see if we're the right fit for you.
Making the transition to a smaller space can be overwhelming, but with A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, it doesn't have to be. Our knowledgeable team will help you select the perfect pieces to create a cozy and functional living space that fits your needs and budget. From lift chairs to adjustable beds and small dining sets, we have a variety of comfortable and affordable options to choose from. Visit our showroom today at 172 South Church Street and let us help you make your new house feel like home.
If you're looking for that perfect gift or something special to brighten up your home, look no further than TriStar Gifts and More, located at 1651 U.S. Highway 14 East next to Dunkin' Donuts in Richland Center. They offer a friendly atmosphere filled with adorable, funny, and unique items, from beautiful candles to stunning metal art. TriStar Gifts has something for everyone. Visit them today or call 383-1280 for more information. TriStar Gifts and More, your one-stop shop for home decor and gifts for any occasion.
Hello, everyone. The Willow Valley United Methodist Men invite you to join them for their hog roast and corn boil. That's this Saturday from 4:30 p.m. to 7 o'clock p.m. at the Willow Valley United Methodist Church. The menu includes sweet corn, pulled pork sandwich, coleslaw, dessert, milk, beans, the whole shebang. All this for a free will donation. Again, that's the Willow Valley United Methodist Men hog roast and corn boil at the Willow Valley United Methodist Church in downtown Ithaca this Saturday. We hope to see you there.
It should be an awesome day today. A high near 80 with north winds around 10. Partly cloudy to clear tonight. A low of 53. Tuesday mostly sunny, just a bit cooler. A high of 75. Wednesday partly cloudy and 76 for a high. Thursday partly sunny and mild. A high of 78. And near 80 Friday with a slight chance of a shower through midday. In Richland Center, the forecasted high yesterday was right around the target. We hit 81, so it should be maybe just a little bit chillier today. Chillier. Right now it is 60 degrees in Richland Center. We're up one from the overnight low. Sunrise from the center here. WRCO, WRCE, and this is Zach Top.
Speaker up to my soul. It sounds like the radio. radio. Back in 94, you know, hook the speaker up to my soul. It sounds like the radio. Sounds like a damn good time. Soaking up some neon light. It's a little bit of fiddle and a whole lot of country gold. Yeah, my whole life sounds like the radio. I said my whole life sounds like the radio.
Some things to celebrate today include National Hot and Spicy Food Day. It's Talk Like Jar Jar Binks Day. For you Star Wars fans, it's National Sandcastle Day. Stay Home with Your Kids Day. Those two could go hand in hand. Stay home and make a sandcastle. International Orangutan Day. And today is National Potato Day. There's probably nothing more functional than that as a food, as a vegetable. You can just, well, you can make a meal out of it, or you can have some sort of potato for every meal. It's also National Soft Serve Ice Cream Day. That goes hand in hand with Black Cow Day. That's Root Beer Float Day, by the way. That's observed annually on August 19th, and that is an awesome summer treat. Something maybe to enjoy to make Monday go a little bit better. Here's Post Malone featuring Morgan Wallen.
Dreamer.
school is back. Drivers, slow down in school zones and watch for kids at crosswalks. Let's make this year safe for everyone. This message is sponsored by Oakwood Fruit Farm, Cobison Bus Richland Center, Richland Electric Cooperative, and Riverdale Egg Service of Muscadet. McCreary on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. 719, The Fall of Summer, that song is called. Summer is fleeting, that is for sure. We have some beautiful sunshine right now in Richland Center and some Hank time coming up, plus birthdays and anniversaries in a little bit for a Monday morning.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating is committed to excellence with a goal of 100% customer satisfaction. We offer a full range of plumbing services from water heaters and septics to kitchen and bathroom fixtures, along with leaks and repairs. Bathroom remodels are our specialty, no matter the size. When heating and cooling failures need urgent attention, our experienced troubleshooters will diagnose and find the most reliable, lowest cost solution. Call 647-6345 or visit WirtzPlumbingAndHeating.com. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, Richland Center.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night, you'll love a float. Celebrating, you'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Shot the Back to School Blitz at Town & Country TV and Appliance. Find upgrades for your kitchen, including special buys on KitchenAid Whisper Quiet and fully featured dishwashers. Clean your clothes with a new laundry pair featuring a Whirlpool washer with removable agitator. Maybe it's time for a new stove. See the selection and the savings in both Reedsburg and Richland Center stores. Open in Richland Center from 8 to 5 Monday through Friday and Reedsburg Monday, Tuesday, and Thursdays 11 to 5. TownAndCountryRC.com.
When the quality of your care and comfort matter most, the Kramer Infusion Center at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is here for you. We offer a wide variety of treatments in a comfortable, home-like environment for those battling cancers, Crohn's disease, hemophilia, or other health challenges requiring infusions. Because individual care plans are unique, it's best to call and ask if your care can be delivered close to home with us, the Richland Hospital and Clinics, caring, educating, healing.
Monday's Roundup, proudly sponsored by Chet Feed, Seed, and Such, Muller and Sons Excavating, and Napa Auto and Truck Parts, providing you with the latest update with jokes and more knowledge than you'll ever need to start your week right.
It's time for the Roundup.
How you doing, buddy?
Not bad. Keep working on it. You might get the note, you know, one of these years, but not bad.
Not going to be today, then?
Probably not.
Okay.
No,
it
didn't sound right.
All right.
Yeah.
Hide.
Yeah, something like that. Wow. Did you have a good weekend?
I did, young man. I did. Well, I was busy, but did you?
Yes, we had a good weekend.
Did you?
Had some family and friends over. Both.
Good.
Well, all four grandbabies were home.
Oh, boy, I tell you what, June and Phil had grandbaby time.
We had grandbabies all over us on the couch yesterday.
Awesome.
That was fun.
Yeah.
And, of course, the two girls, Oakley turned four in February, so she's four and a half, and Alea will be four in September. So.
And both going on 12?
Yeah, they're ordering their poor old grandpa around. So, they're always telling me about something they need. So Oakley was telling me the other day that she's like, can you buy me a slinky? Because mine's like tangled. And I said, yeah, they do that. You know, you just have to throw them away or whatever. And she said, well, can you buy me a new one? I said, yeah, we can probably get you a new one somewhere along the line. No problem. So then Saturday night, I was working and it was late. And she said to June, she said, where's grandpa? And she said, and June said, well, he's working. And she said, he's late with our slinkies.
Oh, wow.
So I'm like, okay.
Nice job.
Got to go buy a slinky today, then it sounds like.
Did you get one?
No, not yet. No, I got to get the big ones, too. You know, they just sell like the little ones, mm-hmm. the big ones. Maybe they don't tangle quite as easy. And I don't think they make metal ones anymore, do they?
I have no idea.
I think they're all plastic.
Well, you can't use them for anything.
Pretty sure. No. No, I used to use them to wrap around my toy box so other kids couldn't get in my toy box.
You know, or in your bike, or help your bike, fix your bike, or...
You know. Well, I don't know. I don't think I ever tried that.
Oh, well, we did it. Well, sure. We did it all.
Sure. Well, so, you could reuse the wire, I suppose.
This is what I was doing, reusing the wire.
Yeah, I see you were out shopping this weekend.
I wasn't. You know, that's all I got.
You got Jolly Good Soda.
Yes.
How about that? Yeah, somebody gave us a tip that you could find it in Moscow. And I have to admit, not that I'm a soda pop connoisseur, but I didn't realize they still made it. I hadn't seen it for a long time.
Well, now you've got that with your ski, and you're set to go.
I had my ski blinders on. I didn't know they made any other kind. But Jolly Good, you have cream soda, and you have grape.
Yep, yep.
Caffeine-free.
Caffeine-free. Ain't going to do us any good here, is it?
No, no. I asked you if they still had jokes in the can, and you looked at me like, what? But they used to.
Really?
It's probably a Wisconsin thing. You didn't grow up with
it.
But,
no.
But I looked it up. They don't have jokes in the bottom anymore. Otherwise,
they don't.
I was going to have you chug one, you know, chug, and then get to the joke, because today is joke day. But they don't have them anymore. But, you know, a lot of people remember them fondly, and all of the flavors they used to have. They had one called Sour Power.
Really?
Yeah, Sour Power.
Does it have lemon in it?
Grapefruit, I think.
Grapefruit, okay.
Right, and I think they use it as a mixer. But Sour Power Jolly Good. I don't see any of that. You must not have been able to find that.
they had orange and strawberry. And
oh, the basics.
The basics, uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I actually had to look underneath they're on the bottom shelf.
Were they?
Yeah, I'm kind of a bottom shelf kind of shopper.
Well, the cool thing about Jolly Good is it's made in Wisconsin.
Yes, yeah.
Random Lake,
Wisconsin.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
You'll be happy now for them.
Well, I don't know about that.
Make sure you keep the cream soda away from Joanne, because she said that was her favorite.
That was her favorite? Okay. Yeah, I don't want her swinging from the tower later.
So. Well, you ain't going no kidding. She does that anyway.
Oh, that's true.
Did you have any fun collecting jokes over the week?
You know, not too many. You know, the granddaughters told me one, too. I figured that would, you know, it might go. Oh, here's Joanne.
Uh-oh.
Hide the cream soda. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Joanne. Yeah, the granddaughters told me, why can't Elsa have a balloon? Because.
Elsa.
She'll let it go.
Go. Let it go.
There you go, Hank.
My goodness.
You almost hit the note. So
yeah. I went for a walk this morning. Beautiful morning to take a walk.
Yeah, beautiful morning, Hank.
Lots of people out walking their phones, Phil.
Truer words are never spoken.
I tell you what, buddy.
Hank Bray, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, Chet's Feed and Seed and Such is the sponsor of our Monday morning Chet's Chuckle.
Ellie here at Chet's Feed, Seed and Such. Keep your house dry from wet paws with our Dirty Dog Chamois and Dirty Dog Doormats. With all this rain to keep things green, now is the perfect time to lay down your grass seeds. We have many seed options to keep your lawn happy, as well as seeding mulch, straw, and fertilizers. Treat your furry friends with our large selection of toys and tasty snacks. Kick pesky mosquitoes to the curb with our Spartan mosquito traps this summer. We appreciate all of our friends down here at Chet's, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by today at 880 North Orange Street, or give us a call at 647-8833.
Hank, my friends keep telling me that I'm the cheapest person they've ever met.
I know you very well. Very well.
I'm not buying it.
No, I wouldn't buy it either. One cool November morning, two hunters take their biggest buck ever. As they struggled, dragging the monster buck back to their pickup, they were stopped by a game warden.
Hmm.
He asked to see their hunting license, assured that all was in order. The game warden wished them a good day, but offered some good advice. If you men would pull from the front legs instead of the back legs, the buck will glide easier in the leaves instead of going against the grain of the fur, which you usually do.
Okay.
The hunters thanked the game warden and took his advice. After about an hour of pulling the deer, the first hunter says to the other, "That game warden was a nice guy, and this deer is easier to pull." The second hunter replies, "Yeah, but he wasn't all that smart. We're getting farther away from the truck."
Oh!
Yes.
Not bad, Hank. Not bad.
Not bad.
No?
Nope.
Nope. In your studies and travels, you were umpiring yesterday, weren't you?
I was. Again, like I said, I was done the last week, but...
Was that... Was it a joke, was it, or not?
No, it was actually a good game, 3-1, well. Mm-hmm. I only got yelled at once, and that was after the game.
After the game?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The guy who runs the, is it Chuck? Is that this guy's name up there in
the concession stand?
No, the guy who runs the who takes care of the field and stuff. That, I don't know if anyone's never been to Sauk Prairie.
Oh yeah,
with that.
That's a beautiful field.
It is absolutely amazing.
It's got a minor league feel, doesn't it?
Yes. He said, did you kill enough ants out there while you were standing around? And I said, I tried.
Must not have much to do with it.
No, I was doing second base because in this home talent thing, they had four umpires. So.
Oh, yeah, right.
So, but no, it was a good game, a quick game under, I think it was an hour and 54 minutes.
Those are the best kind right there. Yep. Snap right along. Yep. You know what? I was driving around yesterday, Hank. I stopped for lunch, and I said to the lady, I want to buy a cheeseburger with pickles. And she replied, we only take cash or credit card.
Good point. Yes.
Thank you.
Well,
is this your kicker?
No. Oh. Why did the man bring a ladder to the bar?
I should know this. Yeah. I don't know.
Because he heard the drinks were on the house.
On the house. Oh, yes. Boom.
That wasn't very good.
No, no, no. But I mean, it's kind of, I set the bar pretty low this morning.
Well, a man finds a genie in a lamp. The genie says, I will grant you one wish. The man says, I wish I was rich. The genie replies, it's done. What is your pen?
Oh,
yeah, they don't get much better.
Nope. Hank, you know what? June told me to put the toilet seat down.
Oh, boy.
I don't even know why I was carrying it around.
It's a tough life for you, isn't it?
Tell you what.
That was a tough life for you. You tell you what, you've got it that's coming from both ways. Is that all you got?
That's all I got. That ain't much, but it's all.
Well,
I
you didn't do a lot of work at all.
Oh, I was busy with the grandbabies.
A man calls the airline customer service desk and asks, how long does a flight from New York to Chicago take? The agent replies, just a minute. Thank you, man. The man says, thank you, and hangs up.
Oh, yes.
Yes,
oh,
that would be me. All right, buddy, are you ready for our kicker?
Wait a minute. I'm bracing myself. I'm holding on to the counter as hard as I can.
I've lost it, Philip. Where did it go?
That might be the best joke of the morning.
Very well. No, nothing said is probably better for us.
All right, what do you got?
As you know, some of us have had brushes with the law on our way home from late night of drinking with friends. A couple of nights ago, I was out with some friends having a few drinks, and let's just say I may have had too many, Phil. Knowing that I was slightly over the limit, I did something I've never done before. I took a bus home. Hmm. Sure enough, I passed the police roadblock, but as it was, they waved it past.
Okay.
So I arrived home safely without incident, and which was a real surprise because I have never driven a bus before.
Oh, Hank, yeah, breaking the law.
Breaking the law.
Breaking the law.
Times two, buddy.
Should have stuck to Jolly Good, man.
Yep, Jolly Good. Yep. But anyway, any big plans today? Football's back.
Yeah, this weekend.
Woo! Football is back.
Boy, that was an exciting Packer game yesterday.
The Brewers scored more points, I think. It's unreal.
Oh, boy.
Anyway. I listened to it. Yeah. I listened to it, but I couldn't watch it. It was like, ugh.
I'll tell you what, you're a diehard if you paid attention to the whole thing and then listened to the postgame.
Oh, my goodness.
Wasn't much to talk. 31 starters sat down. I mean, that's fine. But, again, my whole beef about the preseason is, you know, play one game, you probably got enough.
Right.
You know the 39 other people. You just have to figure out the last 14.
To me, I'd rather add a game at the end of the season.
And I think they're going to do that eventually. So
play two pregames and, yep, you know, make your season.
Two. Yeah, that's two would be about enough. And then hats off to everyone in Blue River and Gotham and Loganville. They all have weekend events coming
up this weekend.
So, and it looks like they're going to get along pretty well with the forecast.
And, you know, Justin Duggenhauer will be out there at Blue River. So if you see him, throw something at him.
Yeah, there
he's
you go.
He's always willing to catch something. So, but anyway, buddy, I appreciate your time. Everybody have a great day. And you know what, Phil? Be kind, my man.
That's old Hank Bray.
Get your dirt work done right with Mueller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca with our new location. Call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Mueller & Sons Excavating.
At NAPA, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why NAPA is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more. We've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, NAPA Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Law enforcement across Wisconsin is speaking out in support of Tammy Baldwin for U.S. Senate. Listen to Sheriff Kurt Fell of Rock County.
Every day we battle illegal drugs coming into our community, and we know the attacks on Tammy Baldwin are not true.
Sheriff Jeff Scatroot of Greene County.
Tammy's working with law enforcement to stop the flow of fentanyl.
And Sheriff Calvin Barrett of Dane County.
She brought Democrats and Republicans together to crack down on the drugs coming from China and Mexico, giving us more tools to fight drug smugglers.
It's Tammy Baldwin who stood with the Border Patrol on border security. She supported the strongest border security bill in decades.
And Tammy voted 32 times to strengthen the border. She's fighting the flow of people and fentanyl coming across the border.
It's Tammy Baldwin I trust.
I trust.
I trust to help us keep Wisconsin safe.
I'm Tammy Baldwin running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Farmers and ranchers, mark your calendars for the Decorah Sales Commission Big Dispersal Event on August 21st. Trum's Hilltop Acres is offering 150 head of black cows, all home-raised and bred to black or Hereford bulls, ready to start calving September 1st. Be there at 2 p.m. to secure this top-quality livestock. Come early at 11 a.m. for Holstein steers and beef feeder cattle. For more information, call 563-382-4203 or bid online at cattleusa.com. That's August 21st. Don't miss out.
This day in history, your history lesson, 1909, Indianapolis Motor Speedway hosted its first automobile race. 1964, the Beatles opened their first U.S. tour at the Cow Palace in San Francisco. And in 2013, South African sprinter Oscar Pistorius was indicted in Pretoria, South Africa, on charges of murder and illegal possession of ammunition. 2013, 11 years ago. Celebrity birthdays include Roxanne singer Ian Gillan of Deep Purple, who is 79. Former President Bill Clinton is 78 today as well. And rock bassist John Deacon of the group Queen turned 73. Coming up, birthdays and anniversary sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
The Shoebox was voted Madison's favorite shoe store, and they have what you need for back-to-school shoes. No one has a better selection of shoes than The Shoebox. With all the latest styles for teachers, coaches, and especially the students, The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox opens 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday wishes today from the Alan Bradley Archives to Leo Berhagen, Jay Kidd, and Kathy Klingeman from 18101, to Sharon Ast from Park Street Christian Church, to Braden Hammond from Park Street Christian, and to Jay Kidd. McMemorial Park Board says thanks for all of the help at the park. You are so appreciated. Also, happy birthday to my husband, Jay Kidd, from wife Linda. Other notes today, Irv Bungie, the gardener, from friends Don and Aline, hoping that you have a great day. To Irv Bungie and Mandy Miller from Richland Center United Methodist Church. Greetings to Karen Lieberg and Pam Jensen, courtesy of Schmidtwoman Hills, residents and staff. From Beulah Wesleyan Church, happy birthday, Mandy Miller and Jeff Falk. Happy birthday to Jeff from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. The RC Lions saluting Bailey Berry. Also to Addie Rose McCarthy and Jaron Hill.
to Bob Chitwood, Amanda Mansfield, and Maddie Walsh, Susan Hilleman, and Chris Williams. Happy anniversary to Ryan and Christine Tomei, to Carson and Marilyn Culver, and Aaron and Holly Nelson, who celebrate today. Best wishes from the RC Lions. Also, greetings to Holly from Aaron. Happy anniversary back at you to Aaron from Holly. 24 years since they took a ride in the combine right down the middle of Highway 14. That was awesome. Have a great day today. Happy birthday from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions to Pam Jensen, Nicole Martin, and Jodine Rowe, Jeff Erbach, Haley Hinkle, David Lewis, and March Schweitzer. Happy anniversary, Scott and Mary Broadbent, and Tom and Jennifer Goplin. Bloom City Town Crier today wishing the best to Carson and Marilyn Culver and Aaron and Holly Nelson on their anniversaries. Happy anniversary, Brianna and Bryce Kunke from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret today. Also to Bryce and Brianna from Uncle Dave and Aunt Anita. And happy 18th anniversary to Ron and Karen Dosh. Love from Mom and Dad Dosh.
If you just heard you're someone's name on the birthday list, I want to talk to you today. Hi, this is Amanda at J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, and I promise I can make this year's birthday extra memorable. We are Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jeweler for a few reasons. We have the largest selection of perfect jewelry for all taste. We treat every customer like family. We compete with any competition with the fairest prices, and we have the best smiles. Shop J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Options that are clear and easy to understand. At WCCU Credit Union, our checking accounts are both straightforward and affordable. No gimmicks. Choose from either Freedom or Awards Checking. Both have no minimum balance requirements and no monthly service fees. The Awards Checking earns an exceptional dividend rate for using direct deposit, debit cards, and e-statements. Freedom Checking offers all the same conveniences, but you're not required to use them. For more information or to open your account, visit us online at our new web address, wccu.coop, or stop by any of our WCCU offices. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Joanne has the news coming up in just a bit from WRCO.
Chance to meet some old friends on the street. They wonder how does a man get to be this way. I've always got a smiling face anytime in any place, and every time they ask me why, I just smile and say, you've got to
kiss an angel good morning
and let her know you think about her when you're gone.
Kiss an angel good morning
and love her like the devil when you get back home. Well, people may try to guess the secret of a happiness, but some of them never learn it's a simple thing. The secret I'm speaking of is a woman and a man in love, and the answer is in this song that I always sing. You've got to
kiss an angel good morning
and let her know you think about her when you're gone.
Pride for our special couples today. Phil Nee wishing you the best on a Monday.
Experience a different way of living at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Hi, this is Andrea. Stop in today at 172 South Church Street at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and see Violet. Every room in your home has a function, and with the right kind of furniture, you can maximize your space to the fullest. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is now open. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon. Visit our showroom today and discover how you can achieve a different way of living. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center, 172 South Church Street.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is 60 sunny degrees in Richland Center with some light fog at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Walsh's Ace Hardware, Jones Chevrolet Buick, and Town & Country TV & Appliance. A great day with mostly sunny skies and low humidity, a high of 79. Partly cloudy to clear tonight with a low of 53.
Shop the back-to-school blitz at Town & Country TV & Appliance. Find upgrades for your kitchen, including special buys on KitchenAid Whisper Quiet and fully featured dishwashers. Clean your clothes with a new laundry pair featuring a Whirlpool washer with removable agitator. Maybe it's time for a new stove. See the selection and the savings in both Reedsburg and Richland Center stores. Open in Richland Center from 8 to 5 Monday through Friday and Reedsburg Monday, Tuesday, and Thursdays 11 to 5. TownAndCountryRC.com.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulotz. A motorist was killed in a head-on crash in Sauk County. Friday afternoon at approximately 2:20, the Sauk County Sheriff's Department received a report of the crash on State Highway 33, approximately 1/2 mile west of Sand Road in the Delton Township. Upon arrival of initial responding units, they located a Subaru Outback on its roof and a GMC Sierra, both in the westbound lane. Initial investigation revealed the GMC was attempting to pass an uninvolved vehicle and struck the Subaru head-on. The operator of the Subaru was pronounced dead on scene. The operator of the GMC was transported to UW Hospital with life-threatening injuries. The crash remains under investigation by the Sauk County Sheriff's Department. A man shot by police in Fitchburg last week has died. The Wisconsin Department of Justice says the 28-year-old man died Thursday afternoon. Police in the Madison suburb were called to an apartment building Monday morning on a report of a couple fighting. Officers encountered the man armed with a knife. Fitchburg Police Chief Alfonso Morales said the man approached officers after refusing repeated commands to drop the knife. At that point, one officer shot him. The man's name has not been publicly released. The officer who fired his weapon is on administrative leave, and the Division of Criminal Investigation is leading the investigation into the shooting. Three Baraboo police officers are under administrative investigation following allegations that they were affiliated with a drug dealer. The Sauk County Sheriff's Office executed three search warrants at properties in the Baraboo area, including at a residence in the town of Fairfield, a commercial property in the city of Baraboo, and a storage building in the town of Baraboo last Tuesday. The searches were conducted in connection with an ongoing drug investigation involving the distribution of cocaine and other drugs. During the search, investigators located and seized illegal drugs, a large number of firearms, and other evidence of drug distribution. As a result, William D. Deppy, 37, of Baraboo, was arrested and incarcerated in the Sauk County Jail on charges of possession with intent to deliver cocaine, possession with intent to deliver a Schedule II narcotic, money laundering, and maintaining a drug trafficking place. Police officials said that on the same day, Baraboo Police Chief Rob Sinden was told that three Baraboo officers were allegedly affiliated with the man. As a result of the allegations, an administrative investigation is underway, and one officer was placed on administrative leave. The names of the officers have not been released. The Sauk County Sheriff's Office was assisted by the Wisconsin Department of Justice, Division of Criminal Investigation, the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, the Lake Delton Police Department, the Reedsburg Police Department, the Wisconsin Dells Police Department, and Wisconsin State Patrol. This investigation is ongoing, and additional criminal charges are possible. If you have any information information regarding this or other criminal activity, you are encouraged to contact Sauk County Crime Stoppers at 1-888-TIP-SAUK or your local law enforcement agency. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service has announced Purdue Foods, LLC, a Perry, Georgia establishment, is recalling approximately 167,171 pounds of frozen ready-to-eat chicken breast, nugget, and tender products that may be contaminated with foreign material, specifically metal. The frozen ready-to-eat chicken breast nugget and tender items were produced on March 23rd. The products subject to recall are 22-ounce vacuum-sealed plastic packages containing Purdue Simply Smart Organics breaded chicken breast nuggets, 29-ounce vacuum-sealed plastic packages containing Purdue chicken breast tenders, and 22-ounce vacuum-sealed packages containing Butcher Box organic chicken breast nuggets. The products subject to recall all bear best if used by 32325 and bear establishment number P33944 on the back of the package. These items were shipped to retail locations nationwide and sold online directly to consumers. FSIS is concerned that some product may be in consumers' freezers. Consumers who have purchased these products are urged not to consume them. These products should be thrown away or returned to the place of purchase. Consumers with questions about the recall can contact Purdue Consumer Care at 1-866-866-3703. Consumers with food safety questions can call the toll-free USDA Meat and Poultry Hotline at 888-MP-HOTLINE. That's 888-674-6854. The 2024-25 school year is fast approaching, and the Wisconsin State Patrol reminds drivers to slow down and pay attention to keep children safe. The State Patrol's August Law of the Month is school bus safety. Bus drivers make sure their bus is safe before their designated route begins. Bev Lau is the terminal manager for Cobison Buses at the Richland School District's bus barn.
They have to go through their whole bus. They check under the hood. They check their tires. They check underneath to make sure that nothing was leaking out. They make sure all their lights are working. We have alarms on our emergency windows and our emergency door. They make sure all of those are working. They check their seats to make sure that nothing is ripped or torn or loose. We are very adamant about their pre-trips.
There are about 600 crashes involving school buses every year in Wisconsin. To avoid accidents with buses and injuring students, there are things to be aware of when approaching a school bus.
Our buses have two lights for warnings. We hit the ambers when we're coming up to a stop, and they flash on the top of the bus front and back. And then when we open the door, the reds start. And so if you see a bus with ambers, you know that's going to be stopping soon. You know there's a kiddo around. You have to be cautious. We try to make all of our stops be door side, but sometimes kiddos do have to cross the road. So if you see flashing lights on a bus, you need to be cautious and you need to be slowing down to almost stopping.
You must stop at least 20 feet away in both directions from a bus when red warning lights are flashing. The only exception is if you are traveling on the other side of a divided highway. If you do not stop, Lau says, there are penalties.
I think Billy Jones told me one time it was over $300. I'm not exactly sure of the ticket, but if we can get the license number, that's the hard part, is you're at a bus stop and you have a car coming at you. It's hard to try to make sure the kiddo is okay and try to get that number, but a lot of times we can get those license numbers and we do turn them into the police.
When riding a bus, there is a process that students should follow.
We always ask that the kiddos are ready at least 5 minutes before they know the bus is going to be there. We can't have each kid waiting to come to the bus. Like, we can't have 2 minutes or 3 minutes at each stop because that puts us way behind. We're on a pretty tight schedule. We don't like picking kids up really, really early, so we're pushing our time so it's not an outrageous time that they have to get on the bus. So we ask that they're out there ready. We put our ambers on. We put on our reds. They get on the bus, they need to sit down pretty quickly, and we're ready to go for the next stop. But that driver does a lot before that kiddo gets on the bus. He's already looking at traffic coming on. He's already looking at traffic behind. They look at their mirrors after they stop to make sure that there's not a car coming around us. Kiddo safety is our number one.
If you are interested in becoming a bus driver, Bevlau says the district is looking for drivers.
Currently, we don't have any full-time routes available, but we always need subs. We can use trip drivers like sports trips or charter trips. And we have one driver that goes to DeForest every day, and we have a travel vehicle, and we would love to be able to help them out with another if anyone's interested in that.
If you have a student that will be riding the bus, and if you did not discuss it at super registration, or if you are new to the district, you are asked to contact Cobison Bus. If you are interested in becoming a driver, you are also asked to contact Cobison. The number to call is 608-647-4446. The deadline is approaching for the free Vernon County Powerful Tools for Caregivers educational workshop series. The series is designed to provide tools caregivers need to better care for themselves. Participants will learn how to reduce stress, improve self-confidence, better communicate feelings, find life balance, increase their ability to make tough decisions, and locate helpful resources. Classes consist of 6 1.5-hour sessions held once a week. Interactive lessons, discussions, and brainstorming help you take the tools you learned and put them into action in your life. The Powerful Tools for Caregivers workshop will begin Monday, September 9th, and meet every Monday through October 14th. Classes will be held online from 3:30 to 5. For more information or to register, call Teresa at 608-637-5201. The registration deadline is today.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local family-owned award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
Today is Monday, August 19th. Larry E. Wayne Sr., 82 of Woodman, died Tuesday at home. A funeral service will be held at 1 this afternoon at Boscobel Bowlin Banquet in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Haney Ridge Cemetery, Crawford County. Friends may call at Boscobel Bowlin Banquet today from 9 until the time of service at 1. In lieu of flowers, memorials are appreciated. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family of Larry E. Wayne Sr., 82 of Woodman. Brandy Crumpf, 19 of Muscadet, died Friday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 10 at the Pleasant Valley Amish Mennonite Church, with burial to follow in the Pleasant Valley Amish Mennonite Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pleasant Valley Amish Mennonite School today from 2 until 4 and from 6 until 8. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Brandy Crumpf, 19 of Muscadet. Mary Willison, 75 of Richland Center, died Saturday at Our House Memory Care. Funeral services for Mary and her husband Richard will be held Friday, September 27th at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday, September 27th from 10 until the time of service at 11. The family suggests memorials in Mary and Richard's name be directed to the Grace, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination, or the Alzheimer's Association. Mary Willison, 75 of Richland Center.
Walsh's Ace Hardware now is a full-service small engine shop. That's right. Now you can get all your small engines serviced at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center. Chainsaws, snow blowers, trimmers, garden tillers, lawnmowers, and tractors all serviced with 2 full-time technicians to give you prompt professional service. Walsh's also has new lawn and garden equipment along with snow blowers for sale. Pickup and delivery service available too. Call today to get your equipment tuned up at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
A Red Cross blood drive will be held today from 1 to 6 at Holy Family Catholic Church in Laval. Appointments are encouraged. To make an appointment, call 1-800-RED-CROSS or go online to redcrossblood.org. ABC News on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, helping you prepare for the expected and unexpected things in life, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services. Mostly sunny skies and low humidity.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston, headed into the Democratic